I may be wrong, but I have you just happy to be 9 minutes off. To jump out of the Donnelly interview, go ahead. And really trim it short on the exit and the intro. I have you coming up on 12 minutes.
Just went into the exit of the pregame.
I'm right, CP. I will take it. In,
You better take it in 30 seconds.
I'll take it in 40 seconds.
Well, that's close enough.
Yeah, that isn't much time, is it? It should be close to it. It's going to be a lot of carrying. That's okay. I'll take it in 45 seconds from Mark. So if you need to put in some crowd noise, go ahead.
Just don't say anything.
I'll take it. 30 seconds. Working at a guard in the front court to Steve Hare. We'll pick up the starting lineup. The judge. Judd rolls down the keyhole. Put up block partially by Bruce Hurst. Rebounded up. No good. By 14, Mike Harvey. Personal foul on a rebound goes to Scott Reber. Scott Reber with a personal foul, common foul, out of bounds to Cedar City under their own basket. Just underway, Cedar City with a basketball. They've had one clean shot, one rebound shot, and they've missed them both. It's inbound. The Cedar kicked by Bruce Hurst. As the pass came from Brent Foley to Robert Morris, it was kicked by Hurst, so that bounced to Cedar once again. Into the corner to Charlie Judd. Out in front to Robert Morris. Back to Judd. Judd starts the wheel along the baseline. Out in front to Steve Hare. Shot up and good. Cedar draws first blood. 2-0 Cedar City. Dixie with on offense for the first time against the Cedar City zone. From the angle. Kip Sandy. There's two ball games. 2 points to Steve Hare. 2 points to Kip Sandy. 7:25 left in the first quarter of action. Just underway. Robert Morris in the forecourt to Mike Harvey. Against the pressing zone. Along the baseline, Charlie Judd loses the ball. Travels with a basketball. The triple got too high on Charlie Judd. The pivot foot, turnover to Dixie, 2-0, 2-2. Ball game, Dixie on offense. Dave Reber across the 10-second line, right with the pass to Kip Sadie. Driving along the baseline from 5, puts it up and in. Personal foul. He'll go to number 14, Mike Harvey. Mike Harvey with a personal foul and a chance to complete the 3-point play for Kip Sadie. So far, it's Kip Sadie 4 and Steve Hare 2. Cedar versus Dixie, just underway at the Hurricane High School gym, and it's a tag. At the free throw line, Kip Staley to shoot. One trying to complete the three-point play. Shot up and good. 5-2, Dixie with an early three-point lead. 7:07 left in the first quarter of this basketball game. Steve Hare to bring it up slowly with a left-handed dribble. In the forecourt to Charlie Judd. Judd collapsed on. Gets it back to Robert Morris. Morris to the high post to Harvey. Gets it to Hare. Hare dumped it in deep to Foley. Foley to Harvey. Harvey puts up the five-footer. Too long. Rebound. Tapped off the hands of Foley. Into the hands of Morris. Cedar City with the basketball. Judd on the right side to Hare. Hare looks in deep. Moves. Now puts up the 20-footer. Too long. Rebound. Gets Staley. Fast break. 62-2. Leading the fast break. Gabe Reber lays it up. And he has two points. Now in Robert Morris. He was trying to draw the offensive foul, but couldn't do it. 7-2, Dixie with a 5-point lead. Steve Hare on the right side to Morris. Morris, double team, back to Hare. Hare across midcourt on the left side to Harvey. Hare in deep to Judd. John Akeel lays it up and under. Personal foul, Gary Allred. Allred picks up personal foul number one. Going to the free throw line to shoot two. It'll be Charlie Judd. Two team fouls on Dixie. 7-2, 5-point lead. For Dixie over Cedar City. Shot up and no good by Charlie Judd. Judd hits the second one. That's good. 7-3. Cedar City cuts the margin back to 4. Dixie working on offense. Dave Reber across the midcourt line. Backs away from trouble. Slowly setting up the offense. Dixie on the left side to John Reber. Scott from 15. Puts it up short. Rebound. Kip Staley. Turn around. Jump shot from 10. Short. Rebound. Steve Hare. Hare gets it out in front to Robert Morris. Only 5 feet 4. Morris down the baseline. Dips it in deep to Foley. Foley muscles no good. Followed in by Charlie Judd. Charlie Judd with a layup for 2. 7-5. 2-point lead. For Dixie, Dave Reber on the left side of Scott Reber. Back to Dave at the angle. Reber to Hurst in the corner. Hurst out of the corner. Too long. Rebound. Hunter on Mike Harvey. Up court quickly to Robert Morris. 1-on-4 fast break. Morris slows it down. Loses the basketball. Picked up by Brent Foley. Foley dumps it underneath the Hare. And he lays it in for a tie ball game. 7-7 with 5:27 left in the first quarter of action. Timeout Dixie. 67, Cedar City 7.
Gets it in underneath Gary Allred. Allred starts to lay it up, traveling violation.
A correction, no traveling violation. No call at all. It's Peter City basketball as they got the rebound. Morris into forecourt. Gets it to Charlie Judd. Judd drives, lays it up, blocked. Puts it up again and hits it. Charlie Judd doing the deed to Dixie tonight as he's driving that keyhole. 13-13. Big hook shot. First hook. Good one. So far, Dixie's been able to hit from out front, and Peter City's been able to penetrate that zone defense by Dixie. All the way, Charlie Judd starts the drive, but double dribble on Charlie Judd. Turnover by Peter City. Judd hit the basket, but it was after the double dribble. 3:01 left in the first quarter of action. Dave Ever, Gary Allred in backcourt. Dave Ever to the point. Looks right, looks left, passes in deep to Scott Ever. Knocked away by Peter City. Good defense to Charlie Judd. Peter City slowed the ball down against Dixie. Dixie playing more as Peter City's momentum right now. Hey. Mike Harvey to Steve Hare out in front to Charlie Judd. Judd looks left, starts to drive against Dave Rever on the right side to Foley. Foley loses the basketball, picked up by Dave Rever. Dave Rever gets it back, takes it away from the Cedar City man. Dave Rever penetrates, has the ball driven away by Charlie Judd. Judd drives the keyhole, lays it up and in. 2 points. Beautiful play, playing Charlie Judd, and he's fouled by Gary Allred. The basket is good. 15-15, and Cedar City can take their first lead since it was 2-0. 2:28, less than a first quarter of action. It's 15-15, and Charlie Judd's been the difference. Judd at the free throw line. Puts it up, around, no good. Rebound, Scott Rever. Peter City can't take the lead. Gary Allred into forecourt. At the point. Gives it to Dave Rever. On the right side to Kip Daly. Daly starts to drive. Lays it up from 15. Shot no good. Rebound off the hands of Scott Rever. Into the hands of Brent Foley. Peter City controlling the tempo so far. Controlling the basketball game right now. 15-15. 2:08, left in the ball game. Foley from 10. Along the baseline. No good. Rebound, Bruce Hurst. Hurst outlet to Dave Rever. Rever quickly into forecourt. Looks right. Now jumps with a layup. No good. Rebound brought down by Steve Hare. Steve Hare in the forecourt. Gets it on the left side to Mike Harvey. In deep to Robert Morris. Morris from a long ways out. 18 feet out, overshoots the basket. Rebound all right out in front of everybody. Staley lays it up and in. Fast break, Dixie. Peterson is getting back on defense. Enough to give Kip Staley a bad time, but Staley was still out in front. 17-15, 2-point lead, Dixie. Steve Hare starts to drive against Hurst. Leans in, puts it up, around, no good. Rebound, Harvey, turn around, jump shot, 2 points. 17-17 basketball game, tie game with a minute 15 left in the first quarter. Bob pass indeed to Scott Rever. Turnaround jump shot by Rever. No good. Rebound, Brent Foley. Foley outlets it to Robert Morris. Morris across the 10-second line. Gets it to Steve Hare. Hare on the left side to Mike Harvey. Back to Hare. Hare on the right side to Morris. Morris looks in deep, can't find anybody. Cross court to Charlie Judd. Judd reverses on Rever. Lays it up. Foul, Bruce Hurst. Personal foul, Bruce Hurst. Coming in is Kelvin Knifen. We have that as how many on Hurst? Number one? Number one on Bruce Hurst. At the free throw line, Charlie Judd. Judd to shoot two. First shot is up, no good. It's starting to turn like it did against Cedar and Dixie last time. Cedar City shooting well from outside, having problems from the free throw line. Judd misses the second one. Fast break, Dixie. Dave Rever pulls up short, puts it up from 15. Banks it, no good. Personal foul, Robert Moore. 17-17. At the free throw line to shoot two, Dave Rever. We have that unofficially as two team fouls on Cedar City. An offensive foul on Charlie Judd. Correction, that's three. Three team fouls. Shot is up, short. By Dave Rever. Mike Harvey has one. Robert Morris has one. And Charlie Judd has one. Second shot is good by Dave Rever. 18-17, Dixie with a 1-point lead. 42 seconds left in the first quarter. Cedar City with a basketball. Charlie Judd gets it out in front of Robert Morris. Morris, long pass on the left side to Steve Hare. Back out to Robert Morris. Morris on the right side to Charlie Judd. In deep to Foley. Foley trying to find Harvey all alone underneath. Throws it out of bounds. Harvey was all alone. And Foley under pressure threw it right over his head. Out of bounds to Dixie. 18-17. 1-point lead. Dixie going to go for one shot with 22 seconds left. Kelvin Knifen, the first substitution on either side. Into the lineup, replacing Scott Rever. Gets Stady with 15 seconds left. Gets it to Dave Rever. A little bit of man-to-man pressure now by Cedar. Brent Foley in the middle, playing his own all by himself. Kip Stady out of the corner. Set shot, no good. Rebound, Kip Stady. Drives from 5 to 5 seconds left short. Rebound, Kelvin Knifen. Rebound, Stady. Puts it up and in. And that's the way the first quarter ends. 60-20, Cedar City 17.
Don't worry.
the Hurricane High School gym. Excuse me, I got a frog in my throat, and I got it early. And I'm afraid I'm not going to get rid of it until halftime. So if you can excuse the froggy throat, we'll continue with the second quarter of action. 20-17, 3-point lead by Dixie. Peter City held a 2-point margin. Dixie held as much as a 5-point margin. Into the lineup for the first time is Lindy Davis for Cedar City. First substitution, tap control by Hare. Saved by Charlie Judd, inbounds to Robert Morris. The Cedar City controls the tap twice, although Bruce Hurst tapped it in the first quarter. Pass by Lindy Davis, knocked out of bounds by Dixie, out of bounds to Cedar City. At their own side court, Steve Hare inbounds to Lindy Davis, out in front to Robert Morris. Morris back to Davis. Davis along the base and sidelines to Charlie Judd. Dixie's own defense has been broken quite a bit by Cedar tonight. Long pass goes to Steve Hare. Hare, it was a bank court long pass to Hare, and Hare laid it in. And Hare had position on Scott River. 20-19. 1-point lead by Dixie. Long pass in deep to Hurst. Back to Gary Allred from the corner. Around, no good. Rebound all alone, Steve Hare. Cedar City. 20-19, and Cedar City's got the board. Steve Hare on the left side to Lindy Davis. In the corner to Robert Morris. Pass knocked away by Dave River. Picked up by Hurst. Lead pass to Kip Staley. Staley has it knocked away from behind. Stolen by Robert Morris. Cedar City back on offense. If they can score, they'll take the lead. Morris across the 10-second line. Dribbles to the left. Looks right. Passes right to Charlie Judd. Judd's been most damaging for Cedar City against the Dixie Flyers. Lindy Davis. Long pass in deep to Foley. Foley banks it up and in. 2 points. 21-20. Cedar City has the lead again. On the right side, Gary Allred in deep to Hurst. Fakes around here. Jump shot over the basket. Rebound. Brent Foley. Foley comes out. Runs over. Scott Rever. No call either way. Ball picked up and shot by Kip Staley. No good. Rebound. Lindy Davis. Cedar City. On the right side to Foley. Knocked away. Off of Foley's hands. Off the official. Cedar City picks it up again. Charlie Judd starting to wheel. Picks up the offensive foul. Offensive foul. Charlie Judd. 2 fouls on Judd. Both of them offensive. 21-20. 1-point lead. Cedar City with 6:29 left in the first half of action. Cedar has scored 4 points, and Dixie has not scored here in the second quarter of action. Dave Rever across the 10-second line at the point. Looks left, gets it to the high post. It's Scott Rever. Back to Brother Dave. Dave from 10 puts it over the basket. Rebound, Steve Hare. Hare is getting position on Bruce Hurst tonight. Hare doing quite a job on the boards for Cedar City. Charlie Judd scoring well. Robert Moore starts the drive. 3-second violation on Brent Foley. Turnover by Cedar City. Cedar City has controlled the tempo. They've kept Dixie from running as much as Dixie would like to. Dixie not moving well on offense at all. They're standing around a lot on offense. Kip Staley from 20 puts it up and in. 15 points, Kip Staley. 22-21. Dixie has the lead back with 5:50 left in the first half. Charlie Judd into the corner to Lindy Davis. Back to Judd. To Steve Hare. In deep to Foley. All along for the lay-in. 2 points. Good passing by Cedar City. Dixie flat-footed on defense, and Cedar City taking advantage of it with sharp, crisp passing. Driving to Staley. Puts it up. No good. Offensive foul, Kip Staley. Right over his defensive man. Offensive foul, Kip Staley. 23-21. Dick Hellop talking with the official. The official ruled it was after the shot, so a one-on-one situation coming up for Cedar City. I'm not sure if it'll be Judd or Lindy Davis or Robert Morris. It'll be Robert Morris. All 5 feet, 4 inches of him. 23-22. 1-point lead, Cedar. Shot is up and good. 24-22. 2-point lead by Cedar City. Morris. Second shot is up. No good. Rebound. Brought down off the hands of Dixie into the hands of Steve Hare. Hare cross court to Charlie Judd. 2-point lead. Cedar City. Driving is Charlie Judd. Laying it up. Under and over. Rebound is back up and in by Steve Hare. 26-22. 4-point lead for Cedar City. The widest of the margin for the Redman. Carrying the basketball is Dave Rever. Cedar City doing the job to Dixie. Timeout Dixie. 5:13 left in the first half. Cedar City 26. Dixie 22.
You can hear the chairs. Dixie fans right next to us. Cedar City fans down the way. They're at the other end of the bleachers here on the south side of the gym. Plenty of noise, plenty of ruckus. And Cedar City has their widest margin of the ballgame. 4 points, 26-22. Dixie led by as much as 5 early in the ballgame, 7-2. But Cedar City doing everything they have to lead Dixie tonight. They're shooting well. They're rebounding masterfully. And they're passing the ball extremely well. Dixie standing back on defense, not moving well on defense, getting beaten by the good pass by Cedar City, and they're standing around on offense. Dixie not even trying to run on many occasions, so they're just flat tonight, and Cedar City, they're short. Missing 3 of their top ball players, they're still playing a masterful game, and Dixie playing flat right now. Charlie Judd in the corner, cross-court pass, long pass to Steve Hare, beautifully down the keyhole. Long pass down the inch to Steve Hare, caught it in midair and laid it in, 28-22. 6-point lead, Cedar City. Allred down the baseline, lays it up and over Hare, personal foul, Steve Hare. Gary Allred all alone along the baseline, went right to the board, laid it in over Hare, and Hare without good position on defense, trying to block it and got him with the body. Chance for a three-point play for Gary Allred. 28-24, four-point lead by Cedar City. Gary Allred at the free throw line. Shot up around, no good. Rebound, Brent Foley. Pass to Hare, and Hare got it in the eye from Kip Staney. No call. The official wants a timeout. Staney reaching in, trying to get the basketball. Got Steve Hare in the eye, and it's bleeding above the left eye. Kip Staney went over to talk to Steve Hare. Staney reached in, trying to get the pass, and hooked Steve Hare in the corner of the eye. I'm not sure if it's in the eye itself or across the bridge of the nose. It was purely unintentional, but it hurts just as much. They're looking into Steve Hare's eye. Timeout by the officials as they're administering to Steve Hare. They'll take a timeout with a correction. We'll hold it right here. Steve Hare wants to play, pleading with his coach to let him play, and it's bleeding profusely from just above the left eye, it looks like. Dick Hobbs, I think, will be sending in a reserve. Hare, anxious to get back in the basketball game. Official timeout because of the injury. 28-24. Kip Staney went over to talk to Steve Hare afterwards and apologized. Reaching in, trying to get the basketball. The pass was up high near the nose of Steve Hare. And as Staney reached in, he got Hare across the bridge of the nose or just inside the eye. It's still bleeding. Steve Hare being talked to by his coach. I believe they've got the bleeding stopped now. And it looks like the gash is just above the eye, in the eyebrow itself. Steve Hare with a swollen eye, at least. Bitter disappointment for Cedar City fans if Steve Hare goes out. Standing ovation by the Cedar City fans and good applause from Dixie as Steve Hare comes back on the court. Goes over to shake hands with Kip Staley. Neither Staley nor Hare tried to get into any mix-up over it. Football players knew it was purely accident. Charlie Judd in the corner being guarded closely by Dave Rever. Robert Morris clears it out to Judd. In deep to Foley. Foley gets inside. Hurst misses the easy layup and Hurst gets the rebound. Dave Rever up court. Rever penetrates. Jump pass to Scott Rever along the baseline. Short. Rebound Scott Rever. Bounce pass to Gary Allred. Back to Staley. Staley from five. Banks it up and in. 28-26, Dixie's cut the margin to two. With 4 minutes, 10 seconds left in the first half of action. Robert Morris on the right side to Lindy Davis, to Charlie Judd, to Steve Hare in the corner. Hare gets it to Lindy Davis, back to Hare. Hare from 20, he'll shoot out there. Instead, passes back to Davis. Davis from just beyond the top of the key on the left side to Morris. Morris trying to find his way around that zone. Davis, set shot from 25, banks it too long. Rebound, Charlie Judd, hooks it up short. Rebound, Dave Rever. Rever gets it in the corner, double team in the corner. Rever clears it out in front to Gary Allred. Allred quickly up court. Dixie trying to run. Lead passing deep to Hurst, knocked away, picked up by Scott Rever to Hurst. Hurst puts it up, travels. Cedar doing a great defensive job on Bruce Hurst. They've had him huddled up all his first half. 28-26. Two-point lead, Cedar City. Cedar with the basketball with 3:35 left in the first half of action. Morris to Judd. Judd gets it out on top to Robert Morris to Lindy Davis. Cedar City wants timeout. Dick Hobbs wants it, but these ball players don't see it. Now they see it with 3:24 left in the first half. Timeout, Cedar. Cedar 28, Dixie 26.
Everything's still going okay. Just thought I'd check in.
Going out is Brian Fulmer for the Flyers. 2:53 left. Cedar City has had as much as a 6-point lead. They can have it again. The Forest gets both halves of the one who walked. Shot up. Good. Coming into the lineup for the first time is Kelly Blake for Dixie. Robert Morris trying to get hurt the second half of the one who walked. Second shot up and good by Robert Morris. 32-26. 6-point lead by Cedar City. Kelly Blake. At the point on the left side is Scott River. Scott River looks in deep, can't find anybody. Out in front of Kelly Blake. Blake to Scott River. River out of the corner. 15-footer. 2 points. Actually, it was closer to 20. And Scott River let it fly, and it went through the bottom of the well. 32-28. 4-point lead, Cedar. Cedar with the basketball. Charlie Judd at the right angle to Steve Hare. Back to Judd out of the corner. Judd has an ocean long pass in underneath the Foley. Knocked away by Hirsch out of bounds, Cedar. Dixie trying to clog that middle, as Cedar City has been able to penetrate that zone. Into the corner to Steve Hare, to Robert Morris. Back to Hare, out of the corner, jump shot, Steve Hare, 2 points. 34-28, 6-point lead by Cedar City. Scott River out of the corner, jump shot, no good, rebound, off the hands of Gary Allred. Kicked off by Mike Harvey, almost on the end line, knocked out of bounds, off the hands of Gary Allred. Out of bounds to Cedar. 34-28, Cedar can take an 8-point lead with the basket this time down. 2:06 left in the first half. Morris on the right side to Charlie Judd. Judd to Morris. Morris at the point. House pass on the right side to Judd. Judd cross court to Steve Hare. High pass. Hare gets it to Mike Harvey. To Robert Morris. To Judd along the baseline. Can't get away. Back out to Morris. Morris to Judd in the corner. Long pass underneath to Hare. Knocked out of bounds by Bruce Hurst. And it's Cedar City Temple right now. They want to set it up. They don't want to run with Dixie. And they've been able to use ball control. Long pass underneath to Foley. To go along for the layup. 36-28. 8-point lead, Cedar City. With a minute 35 left. Bruce Hurst. Point to Kelly Blake on the right side of Kip Staley. Dixie has been forced to shoot from outside. Hurst double team to Kelly Blake from the free throw line. Shot up and in. 36-30. 6-point lead by Cedar City with a minute 15 left in the first half. Steve Hare on the right side of Judd. Back to Hare. Hare to Morris. Morris starts to drive. Jump shot from 18. Shot up, no good. He was fouled by Allred, but no call. Rebound. Big pass to Kip Staley. All alone with the left hand of the layup. Pass break, Dixie. 36-32. Coach Dick Hobbs upset about his ball club not getting back on defense. Charlie Judd to Mike Harvey. Harvey with his knee heavily bandaged from an injury in that holiday tournament in the Dixie High Gym. Steve Hare starts to drive. Jump shot from 15 around. Over. Rebound, Gary Allred. Splits the defense. Fast break. 5-on-3. Allred on the right side to Stevie. Lead pass is too big. Stevie almost saves it. Out of bounds to Cedar. Stevie goes hard into the brick behind the basket as he was out of balance. Going in for that layup. Tried to save it, but it's out of bounds to Cedar. Dixie's fast break forced just a little too much. They couldn't get it. 28 seconds left, first half. Cedar might go for one shot with a 4-point lead. Steve Hare on the left side to Charlie Judd. In deep to Ben Foley. Foley travels. Foley tried to move along the baseline. Moves a pivot foot. 36-32. 4-point lead for Cedar. Kelly Blake across the 10-second line. On the left side to Gary Allred. Allred looks in deep at the point to Kelly Blake. Blake starts to dribble with the left hand. Gets it away from Robert Morris. To Staley out of the corner with 5 seconds left. 2 points. 36-34. Hare from way in backcourt, too high off the top of the basket. And that's the way the first half ends. Cedar City, 36, 60, 34. School gym, 36-34, 2-point lead by Cedar City here at halftime. And Dixie and Cedar City have played to one whale of a ball game so far. Bob, you have some halftime scoring statistics, don't you?
I sure do. It looked like Cedar was out of rebounding Dixie by quite a little bit, but the statistician that we have this tonight has Cedar with 17 rebounds and Dixie with 15, so it's closer than I thought.
Some of those, Bob, I think were picked up near the end of that first half.
Yes, Dixie come on fairly strong in the last part of this last quarter and picked up six points on Cedar, and now they're only at a 2-point deficit. But Cedar City has a balanced scoring attack with Robert Morris with 4 points and Mike Harvey with two. That come in the first quarter. Steve Hare has come on strong with 8 points in the second quarter and 4 points in the first quarter for 12 points. 9 points for Charlie Judd, consistent scorer for Dixie, and Brent Foley, the big man, has 8 points for a total of 36 for Cedar City. And it's a fairly balanced attack, and they're playing a good game. And it's anybody's ball game at this particular time.
Let's take a look at that Dixie High School scoring. What do you have?
I have it. The total.
Okay, we'll break for a commercial, and we'll be back in just 60 seconds. 36-34, halftime score, Cedar City with a 2-point lead. American High School, Jim and Bob. You have some halftime scoring for Dixie also.
Yes, I do, and it's not nearly as balanced as Cedar City's. Gary Allred came in with one basket near the end of the second quarter with 2 points. Kelly Blake came in and for Dave Reber and picked up a big basket. And Kip Staley is the big gunner, and he shot a lot. He's shooting fairly good percentage for 21 points in the half. 3 points for Dave Reber, who isn't having one of his better nights. Bruce Hurst has only 4 points. They seem to have Bruce intimidated in there. He's not getting very many points. And 2 points for Scott Reber on about a 25-foot jumper out in the corner for 34 points for Dixie. It's a clean ball game. We have 8 turnovers for Dixie. And surprisingly, I thought this was last, but I have done 9 turnovers for Cedar City. So you show it shows how close that is.
36-34, the halftime score. And if I get to step aside just a minute, Bob, I have Hurricane High School basketball coach Wayne Christensen. And Coach, officially, you're not supposed to have any preference, either Cedar City or Dixie, at this one.
No, I don't. It's been a real good ball game. Both teams are playing real well. And, golly, any time you can sit down and watch a game like this, it's a real pleasure.
One thing, we better, in case there's any bias at all, you have a nephew playing for Dixie.
Right. He's put a thorn on our side all year, too. He's a good ball player, as all of the ball players on both Dixie and the Cedar's teams are. They're all fine kids. And they all give it everything they've got every ball game. That's the way it's played.
Lynn, you're a basketball coach, and I've been hearing fans up here on both sides complaining about the officials. My opinion is this is one of the best officiated games I've seen this year.
Oh, golly, I think they're doing a super job there. I thought maybe a little early they let a little bit of contact, but golly, I think they're doing a great job. Hey, you know, it's an emotional ball game, and kids are taking some pretty good shots, and they're also giving some, and I think they're doing a real fine job of controlling this ball game, keeping it playable.
Cedar City is sitting down three of their ball players, two of which have been starters, and the other one has started much of the year before an injury. Doesn't seem to have hurt them.
Golly, no, the kids have come off the bench for him and give him a little uplift. It's surprising sometimes how the kid on the bench will rise up to the occasion and go out and do the job that's expected of him. You know, they're there, and that's the chance that they get, and when they get that chance, they go out and go at him.
What about the shooting? It looks like Dixie's from outside and Cedar's getting penetration.
Right. I think Dixie is taking that outside shot. I think maybe they need to go to Bruce a little more inside. I know that they're putting a little pressure on him, but I still believe that they're a little patient. They get that ball in him, and golly, that's the percentage shot in there that they need to go with, but he'll also open up that outside shot in a step or two closer. And then on the other hand, Cedar is just spreading Dixie's zone wide across the floor, and golly, they're patient. They're working that basketball until somebody pops through the middle, and they're going in strong with the kids, and it doesn't make much difference who goes across there. They're looking for that open man, and they're doing a fine job hitting that open man.
For the first time this year, two unsung heroes may be getting some notoriety, and that's Brent Foley and Charlie Chuck.
That's right, and they're both doing a fine job. All year long, when we've had to go against them, golly, we've known they've been fine ball players, and here it is. They put a little pressure on their shoulders, and here the ball players rise up to that occasion, and you know, that's what it's about.
Lynn, let's let you be a backseat fan a little bit. First of all, what does Cedar have to do to maintain this lead?
Well, I think they just got to be patient with it. If Dixie stays in his zone, just spread it out, keep working the ball, be very patient. They've been doing a fine job of breaking the trap. In fact, finally, Dixie's got out of the trap, and I think it's just a matter of the patience, and I believe Cedar's got the patience. I know all year they've waited and worked for that for the good percentage shot, and their percentage shot can be anywhere where their inside shooting's good, and their outside air can come inside, outside, and hurt you. And I think it's just a matter of patience.
Okay, let's take a look at Dixie. You're Coach Don Lee. What do you have to do to get the lead back?
Well, I really believe that you've got to go to your money ball players, and golly, Bruce has carried him, you know, all the ball games he's played, and he just hasn't got his hands on the basketball. I think he's only shot the ball about 3 times, and a couple times they've got it into him slow, where he's been double-teamed, the guards collapsed back on him. I believe they've just got to pick him and bring him across, let him shoot that hook, let him shoot that fadeaway jump shot. 2 or 3 times they've had the ball in the corner, and just haven't got it into him. I believe the kip will carry the shooting from the outside, but they've got to get inside and maybe get the Cedar in a little foul trouble by forcing the shot, taking the ball up through him, and trying for the 3-point play, but I think they've got to go inside.
Question, have you heard any report on Steve Hare's eye?
I sure haven't. The doctor went over and looked at it from he came by us down there, and he said that it looked like it was all right when he came by me.
Okay, that's what they were wondering about. Now, you had a little bit of a disappointing season this year, but you had some bright spots anyway. You had some good ball players on that ball club over here at Hurricane.
Yes, we did. When they decided to play basketball, we could play with anybody. We ran with Dixie and Cedar a time or two when we played them for a while, but all of a sudden, I think just mentally, we let up a little bit, and golly, the ball game is all 4 quarters. You've got to play the thing 4 quarters. It doesn't count. You can't go at somebody 2 quarters or wait till the fourth and then try to come back at them. It's a 4-quarter game, and I think our ball players over here are starting maybe to realize that's what it is. It's not something that you just go out and go for a little while and rest. By any time you're on a floor, you've got to go out at people and play the game.
I'll get you to play Jordan Scallop. Do you want to make any predictions?
Golly, I don't. I'm just going to sit back and enjoy it. I think both teams are doing a fine job, and they're both well coached, and golly, it's been a great ball game. I'm sure the second half is going to go the same way.
This is the first time you've had 2,000 people in here, and it looks like you've been able to keep most of the stairs clean and most everybody seated well.
Yeah, I think they've done a real fine job with it. We're hoping after seeing this that we'd like to fill this for our ball games each game we have, and I hope that the fans, now they know they can get this many in, maybe that's what I'll see some of our games.
Coach Wayne Christensen, head basketball coach of Hurricane High. Thank you for being with
me. Hey, I appreciate talking with you, Larry.
We'll be back in just 60 seconds with some more halftime stats. Halftime score, Cedar City 36, Dixie 34. Thank you, folks.
Everything still is smooth. Hope you can hear me anyway. And it's just working out the timing. It's just beautiful.
Played ball game.
It certainly has, surprisingly so, but yet, there, you know, that for the rivalry that we have here, there's a lot of contact, there's a lot of hustle and movement in there, but yet we don't have too many fouls. Looking at Dixie, they have 2, 4, 6, 7 fouls called against them, and 2 for Gary Allred and 2 for Kip Staley, 1 for Dave Reber, 1 for Hurst, and 1 for Scott Reber. And for Scott, I think that's a career low for fouls in a half, which he's played a full half.
His daddy's going to like it for that, eh?
Well, I don't mean that against Scott. I think Scott's a real competitor, and he ordinarily gets a few fouls called on him, but that's a career low for him as long as I remember. So we have 2, 4, 6, 7 fouls against Dixie, and I think it's only 5 fouls called against Cedar. They're playing a very clean game, 2 against Charlie Judd, 1 against Steve Hare, and 1 against Robert Morris, and also 1 against Mike Harvey. I mentioned the turnovers, 9-8. It's fairly even that way. But it's a very aggressively played, but yet I think the officials are doing a good job.
We'll be back in, we better keep it right here because we just heard the buzzer sound and there's just seconds before the second half of action. We'll keep it right here. Let's check the foul situation for Dixie quickly. 2 personal fouls to Gary Allred, 2 to Kip Staley, 1 to Dave Reber, 1 to Bruce Hurst, 1 to Scott Reber. That's the way it is. It's very evenly divided between the two ball clubs. Charlie Judd is the man who did so much damage for Cedar City against Dixie that first half of action, especially that first quarter. He was able to penetrate, opening up that zone by Dixie, being able to thread the needle, and he went to the board many times, able to pass inside to get it to Brent Foley. And we still have not seen Burns, Wagner, and Kim Nielsen, and it's got to be quite a temptation for Coach Dick Hobbs. Those three ball players sitting on the bench. And Hobbs is sticking by his gun. The three young men, according to Coach Dick Hobbs, you heard in the pregame interviews, needed the discipline, deserved the punishment. They know it. Coach Hobbs knows it. And the school knows it. And they're receiving it tonight. And the Cedar City High School team looks like they want to show that they have good depth. They've been able to play very well. Dixie, on the other hand, has been kept under control with their fast break. Cedar City's been able to keep the fast break under control. And therefore, slow down, Dixie. It's timing them so far. Second half, to get underway. Tap control by Hare and Hurst as they tap it together. Down into the hands of Cedar City. Great tap to begin three quarters, and each one of them goes to Cedar City. On the right side to Brent Foley. Clears it out in front of Robert Morris. Taking up a low post is Steve Hare. Hare moves in deep and set him out in front. Turnaround jump shot, Hare. Cross the basket, no good. Rebound, Scott Reber. Fast break up court to Kip Staley. Lead pass to Bruce Hurst. Too big. He saves it to Dave Reber. Reber back to Kip Staley from 20. Shot short. Rebound Kip Staley. Puts it up from 15. Around. No good. Rebound knocked away by Hurst. Picked up by Charlie Judd. 36-34. Long pass down the court to Brent Foley. He's tripped by Scott Reber. Going down hard. Personal foul number 2 on Reber. Reber didn't trip him on purpose. It's just that Scott Reber has good size feet, as a boy his size would. And Brent Foley has big size feet, as a young man 6'4" would, and they got him tangled. Personal foul, Scott Reber. Out of bounds to Cedar City. Robert Morris at the point. Morris looks right, gets it on the right side to Mike Harvey. Ball pass indeed to Hare. Hare against Gary Allred. To Morris, trying to lob it into Hare, knocked away by Hurst, out of bounds to Cedar. Hare is posting up against Gary Allred. Allred a little quicker than Hare, but cannot jump with Hare. Allred trying to keep the ball away from him. Inbounds to Morris. Back to Judd. Judd all alone with the left-handed layup for 2. Personal foul, Gary Allred. Trying to block it from behind. He got it across the wrist. 38-34. 4-point lead, Cedar. 7:09 left in the third quarter of action. At the free throw line. Charlie Judd puts it up. No good. No. Couldn't get the 3-point play. Brent Foley. Personal foul on the rebound. Foley across the back of Bruce Hurst. Common foul. Out of bounds to Dixie. 38-34. 4-point lead by Cedar City. Over Dixie. With 7:08 left in the third quarter of action. First personal foul on Brent Foley. Dave Reber into forecourt with the dribble. Foley into forecourt to Scott Reber at the angle. Scott to brother Dave in the corner. Dave Reber can't get it in deep to Hurst. To Gary Allred at the point. Allred trying to find somebody in deep. Gets it to Dave Reber. Reber along the baseline. Fakes against Hare. Can't get it to Hurst. To Gary Allred. Jump pass to Scott Reber. Reverses on Hare. Fakes against Hare. Puts it up. Travels. Fouling violation on Scott Reber. As Steve Hare intimidated him. Turnover to Cedar City. Full court pressure by Dixie. Trying to break up this Cedar City. Go down tempo. Tempo. They're playing ball control tempo. Very patient. Mike Harvey has the ball knocked away. Personal foul. Dave Reber. He blocked him with an E. Kip Staley picks the basketball up and wants to talk to an official. Dick Hobbs up talking with his little guard, Robert Morris. Only 5'4". Common foul. Out of bounds to Cedar City.
Dixie pressuring from 4 points down, starting to pick up some fouls here in the third quarter. Robert Morris at the point on the right side of Mike Harvey. Harvey into the corner to Steve Hare. Hare looks out deep, gets it to Morris. It's 25 away. Morris doesn't take the shot instead, gives it to Hare in the corner. To Harvey. Harvey shoots from 20 and hits it. 20 points. 20 feet away. Mike Harvey hits the two-pointer. 40 to 34. 6-point lead. On the right side is Scott Rever. To Dave Rever. Rever out of the keyhole. Puts it in for 15. 2 points. Dave Rever. 40 to 36, 4 point lead. Pressure broken by Cedar City easily. The pull all alone underneath with a layback layup. Laid it back over his head, up and in. And Cedar City has been breaking that defense of Dixie's all night. Gary Allred out in front, timeout Dixie with 5:51 left in the third quarter. 42 for Cedar City, 36 for Dixie. They blew it.
Still okay. Everything's just all right.
Cedar City once again, 42-36. That's as wide as it's been in this basketball game, and Dixie's been struggling. Cedar City's been able to break that full court press easily by Dixie. They sure have. It looked like Dixie had him trapped back here. Watch, and he's going to get time called on him. A little sticky foul is called on Dave Rever, and they got the ball over the line, and that kept Cedar having the momentum, and they've got it right now. 42-36. Cedar City with the advantage by 6 points, with 5:51 left in the third quarter. Plenty of time left, but Dixie needs to get going. Gary Allred, cross-court pass to Dave Rever, thrown out of bounds. Out of bounds, off the hands of Cedar City. A Cedar City ball player got a finger on it to deflect it. Out of bounds to Dixie. Kelvin Eisen into the lineup. In place, he's got Rever. Inbound to Gary Allred. Allred down a keyhole. Jump pass to Bruce Hurst. Hurst from the angle. Up over a Foley. Partially blocked. Foley got him with the body. Was it Foley or Harvey? Foley. Foley blocked it cleanly with the hands, but got him with the body block. Was it Foley? I thought it was number 14. No, it was Brett Foley. Harvey reacted, but it was Foley's personal foul. Number two on Foley at the free throw line. Shooting two is Bruce Hurst. Clean block with the hand, but Foley got him with the body. Shot up, around, no good by Hurst. 42-36. Dixie struggling. Bruce Hurst at the free throw line. Second shot is up, around, and falls. 42-37, 5 point lead by Cedar. Mike Harvey in backcourt. Dixie not with the full court pressure this time, picking up at half court. Cross court to Robert Morris. Morris of Cedar City. At the left angle to Charlie Judd. Judd divides the defense. Under pressure, gets it out in front of Morris. Morris clears it out at the top of the key to Hare. Hare looks in deep, can't get it to anybody. Now gets it to Morris on the left side. Hook pass into the corner to Judd. Judd drives the baseline, lays it up over the basket. Rebound off the hands of Harvey, picked up by Bruce Hurst. Fast break, all around to Skip Sadie. Sadie from 15, shot up short. Rebound off the hands of Cedar, picked up by Dave Rever. Dave Rever tied up by Robert Morris. Robert Morris jumped in. Tied up Dave Rever. Jump ball, free throw circle to our right. 42-37. 5:07 left in the third quarter. Snap controlled by Dixie. But off the hands of Cedar City. Stayed right into the hands of Dave Rever. Puts up the 10-footer short. Rebound, Brent Foley, Cedar City. Lead pass to Robert Morris. To John. John loses it off his knee. Out of bounds. Out of bounds to Dixie. A fast break by Cedar City. Morris to Charlie Judd, and Judd couldn't hang on to it. Dick Hobbs up, talking with his ball players. In comes Scott Rever. In comes Kelly Blake. Out goes Kelvin Eisen. Out goes Dave Rever. With Kelly Blake and Gary Allred in backcourt. 42-37. Kelly Blake on the left side against Staley. Staley, top pass in deep to Hurst. Turn around, jump shot from 15. Puts it up. Foul. Brett Foley. Foley is upset, but he got him across the rim. Personal foul number 3 on Brent Foley. Hurst starting to go to work on Foley, and Foley is 6'4". And good muscle. The only man who could really go head-to-head with Bruce Hurst and have somewhat of an advantage. Hare can jump. He doesn't have quite the muscle that Hurst has. Shot up, around, and no good. 4:48 left in the third quarter. Hurst, shot up and good. 42-38, 4 point lead by Cedar City with 4:45 left in this third quarter of action. Kelly Blake against Robert Morris. Lob pass to Steve Hare at the angle. Hare at the high post to Charlie Judd. To Morris. Morris drives, gets it to Hare all alone for the layup. 2 points. Morris with a good pass. Dixie coming back on offense. 6 point lead. Sadie reverses on Judd, dribbles it off the toe of Robert Morris. Out of bounds to Dixie. Dixie not moving on offense very well at all. Out comes Kip Sadie, in comes Dave Rever. Dave Rever to inbounds it, gets it to Kelly Blake. Blake against Morris, in deep to Scott Rever. Rever, hook shot, no good. Rebound on Steve Hare. Dixie getting one shot and one shot only. Charlie Judd to Steve Hare. Hare into forecourt to Harvey. Harvey back to Hare. Hare on the right side to Judd. Judd to Robert Morris in the corner. Back to Hare. Hare from 25. Around. No good. Rebound. Bruce Hurst. Knocked away by Judd. Picked up by Hurst. Hurst to Dave Rever. Fast break. Does not develop. Dixie, totally on offense. Dave River on the right side to Kelly Blake. Scott River. Scott River to Dave River. River at the angle. Starts the drive down the keyhole. Lays it up. Banks it in. 44-40. Back to a four-point lead by Cedar City. With 3:44 left in the third quarter. Lob pass to Judd. Judd around Scott River. Drives. Lays it up and under. Short. Rebound, Judd. 2 points. Charlie Judd has been fantastic tonight for Cedar City. High post to Hurst. Hurst drives against Hare. Stuck by Steve Hare. Picked out of the air by Cedar City. Lead pass to Robert Morris. Out of bounds off his hand. Steve Hare stuck Bruce Hurst on a clean block. Hurst is upset. But Steve Hare went high above Bruce Hurst, and I think that's the first time I've seen it this year, Bob. The first time I've seen Bruce Hurst